Welcome to The Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today, and we have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is going to help us find the answers in our Bible, and Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bible ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get it so we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. Our question today is from Nathaniel. Nathaniel lives in Thailand, and we are so glad that you are listening to our podcast and that you sent in a question. Thanks, Nathaniel. All right, Micah, can you read this question for us? What did Nathaniel ask?
What does sacred or holy mean?
All right, that's a great question. Do you have your Bible with you? All right, turn with me to Exodus chapter 3. And verse 5.
Hey, we're back in Exodus chapter 3. We were here a few days ago. We answered one of the questions from Exodus 3. All right. Exodus, second book in the Old Testament and in the Bible. Exodus chapter 3, verse 5. If you need more time, press pause. And then when you're ready, press play again. But we are going to have Aiden read this verse for us. What does it say?
Then he said, "Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground."
So you may have heard this story before. Moses is out herding sheep, and he sees a bush that's on fire, but it's not burning up. So he comes closer to investigate and to see what's going on, and God speaks to him from the middle of the bush. And God said to him, "Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground."
Ooh, I remember that story. He took off the sandals.
That's right. And the reason why he was told to take off his sandals is because the place where he was standing was holy ground. You see, God was there, and so it made the ground around that bush holy ground. And what does holy mean? That's the question. Holy means set apart for a special purpose. All right, so let's say that you have your favorite book that you love to read all the time. If someone comes along, takes your book, steps on it, rubs it in the dirt, wipes the table off all the food, gets it all stained and dirty and torn, can you enjoy reading that book, or is it really hard and is it gross even to look at?
It's really hard, and the pages will stick together and stuff and tear. And
yeah, it's not a nice book anymore. It's not special.
Right.
That's the way the Bible is. The Bible is a special book. God wants us to take care of it.
It's a holy book.
That's right.
Yeah.
And when we talk about God and we talk about the Bible and those types of things, we want to show respect for the Bible and holy things. Otherwise, it's like getting them all dirty by the words that we say.
Yeah. I know there have been some times when I'll hear things, people saying things that aren't very nice or that bad language, and I just want to like plug my ears, and it's just, I feel dirty. Mm-hmm. And we don't want that to be how we talk about God or his things. We want it to be clean and pure because he is pure and he is righteous and holy. So, wow. Thanks, Nathaniel, for that question. I want you to keep reading and studying and asking big questions and finding out what the Bible says. If you have a question that you want answered, go ahead and send them to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com, and we can let you know when your question will be on our program. We are so glad that you joined us today, and we want to remind you to start each and every day with Jesus. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising him. Jesus is crowned. He is the King. He is the Lamb who was slain, rose again, and now is upon his throne. In Revelation 6, verse 2, John says, "And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he went out conquering and to conquer." This song talks about crowning Jesus our King. This week, we have been talking about sharing the gospel or the good news with others, haven't we? Have you been able to share at all with others? I want to hear your stories. If you have told others about Jesus, or if you've done something special to help people to know how much Jesus loves them, can you write to me at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com and tell me all about it? I want to hear your stories. Jesus wants us to share his love with others, and I am excited to hear how you do it. Every person is different. Every family is different, and the sharing can be different too. It doesn't have to be just one way. You can share Jesus many ways. It might be coloring our coloring pages and then giving it to someone in a nursing home. Or it might be calling somebody up or FaceTiming or video chatting with somebody and telling them how much you care about them and that Jesus cares for them too. I want to hear your ideas. I want to hear what you've been doing. You can either send me a video of yourself telling me or an audio telling me your story, or you could even write it out and send me an email and just do it that way. But I want to hear from you. We're about to get started with our lesson, but let's pause and pray to Jesus. Lord, thank you so much for this day that we get to spend some time with you, to learn of you, to be more like you. Come into our hearts. Amen. 40 days after Jesus' resurrection, he and his disciples were back in Jerusalem. The disciples didn't know that this was going to be the very last time that they would be with Jesus, or that Jesus would be with them. If you had been there, you would have seen the 11 disciples following Jesus through one of the gates of Jerusalem. People stared at them because they knew that Jesus had been crucified. As they walked along, Jesus reminded the disciples of many important things he had already told them. He wanted to make sure that they really understood what he had taught them. Because remember, before, they had been kind of distracted. They were bickering amongst themselves, figuring out who would be the best and who would be on Jesus' right hand. But now there was none of that. When they came to the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus stopped for a little while. He told them again the same things he had told them that evening when they had all run away and left him. He didn't scold them. He didn't get them into trouble. And as he talked, the disciples listened carefully to every word. They just soaked it up. Have you ever seen a sponge? And if there is like a puddle of water and you squeeze a sponge as tight as you can and then set it down in the water, it opens up and it sucks up all that water. I think of it as that might be how the disciples were feeling. They were just soaking it up like a sponge. As he was talking, they were just taking it in and taking it in. Many memories were going through their minds. They were remembering what had happened, what Jesus had taught, and now they were putting it all together. Let's read Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Acts is the Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, fifth book in the New Testament. Acts chapter 1, and then we're going to read verse 1, 2, and 3. Acts 1, verse 1 through 3. Here's what it says.
The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
Before long, the little group stopped at a place on the Mount of Olives, where Jesus had been many times before. It was right near the little village of Bethany, where who lived there? I bet you can guess. Who lived in Bethany? Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. You're right, that's where they lived. It seemed as if special light was shining from Jesus' face as he spoke lovingly to these disciples. He wanted the disciples to know that they would not be alone after he left them. He would be there for them. He had promised that he would send a special helper, the Holy Spirit, to be with them. Look at verse 8. Look at verse 8, Acts chapter 1, and now we're going to read verse 8. See what that says?
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
Having the Holy Spirit with us all the time is kind of like having Jesus with us all the time. Jesus is with us through the Holy Spirit, and we're never alone. Do you know what a bodyguard is? I guess now they're called executive protection agents, but most people know them as bodyguards. A bodyguard is someone who is paid to protect or to be with a person. Now, many times famous people, celebrities, presidents, king, queen, they have special bodyguards or protection agents that go along with them and are with them to protect them. And if there's a bad situation, they shield that person and get them out of that situation as quick as possible. Now, I kind of think of the Holy Spirit as a bodyguard. The Holy Spirit is always there for us to protect us, to help us. And when we ever have a question or need some help, we can ask Jesus and the Holy Spirit to show us what we are to do, where we are to go. It's nice that we have someone that we can trust, someone that we can put our faith and our belief in. Isn't that nice? We're going to learn more about the Holy Spirit and about what a special, special gift it is, how wonderful it is. But something that's really neat is that even though Jesus was going back to heaven to then intercede with the Father, he promised the Holy Spirit a special helper to be with us all the time, everywhere we go. That's pretty special. People who have bodyguards pay lots and lots and lots of money to be protected. But Jesus gives us the Holy Spirit just for free. All he asks is for our hearts, that we will follow him, that we will trust him, that we will love him. Do you want to do that today? I do. Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, we are so thankful for your special gift of the Holy Spirit. And as we continue to learn about the Holy Spirit and the role that it plays in our life, we ask and pray that you will be with us, that you will challenge us, that you will help us to trust in you, to believe in you, and to rely on you. Thank you. Amen. We have our memory verse, Acts chapter 1, verse 11. We're now in the book of Acts. Can you believe it? We're just wrapping up with all the last few verses in the other books in the Gospels. And now we're going to start learning about all the stories that happened in the book of Acts.
Acts 1:11.
This same Jesus, which was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. This
Hey, moms and dads, have your kids been enjoying the Seed Pod? Oh, we love putting these programs together for you, and we're praying that it is a huge blessing in your home. Although this program is free, there are still expenses and costs to recording and producing them. We are asking if you would prayerfully consider financially supporting our ministry, Starting with Jesus. If you would like to make a one-time donation, or if you would consider partnering with us through ongoing monthly support, we would be eternally grateful. Either way, you can make a tax-deductible donation on our website, startingwithjesus.com/donation. That's startingwithjesus.com/donation. You can help us encourage our young ones to start each and every day with Jesus.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.